Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So impressed with him. This is weird, like, no, not stats-based or analysis-based. He just looks like a good footballer. Like, he's got the white boots on. I always think young defenders, you think, if I was in any way a decent footballer, I'd be thinking, I'm going to target you because you might be like a rabbit in the headlights. You're playing in front of the cop at European night, but he just exudes a real calmness, and which I think for someone so inexperienced is really good. He had that moment where the fella nearly turned him, and we were thinking, oh, hang on.
Trouble.
Yeah. He could give away a penalty. He could fall flat on his face. And there's a bit of pushing and pulling going on, but he eventually deals with it. Can't think of any real mistakes that he made. And, you know, there was one from one of the corners. Alisson makes a bit of a mistake. He's there straight away, boots it out. So I think he's got some of the distribution aspects, some of the kind of classy touches, classy passes, but also some of the firefighting as well. So again, really impressed with him.
His emergence this season has been staggering, really. Actually, I didn't expect it for one moment, because I mean, everyone's said it now a million times, so forgive me, but he spent a little bit of time on loan at Bristol Rovers last year in League One, and by all accounts was impressive enough. Like, I know Joey Barton, the manager there, was pleased with him. I spoke to somebody down there who was also said, listen, this lad's going to play for Liverpool. I've spoken to him since. It didn't expect it to be this season, but he said he had all the credentials, all the ingredients to be a centre half at Liverpool Football Club, and this person knows what we're talking about. But it's coming to fruition now, Errol. So soon, he's taken to everything like a duck to water. Like, he's thrown in the Premier League and you think, oh, this is a bit soon, boss. No, thrown in tonight, European night, as Jamie says, no, under the lights of cop, no problem, deals with it fine. Like, he is outstanding. And it's not just doing the simple things well, because it would be easy, I suppose, for somebody so young, so inexperienced still, just to stay in his lane and go, oh, I'm just going to stay here and defend because woe betide I do anything outrageous and I get caught out. He's not bothered. He exudes that confidence, like you say, to say, no, I'll step out. At one point early on in the game, he steps right up to the halfway line and he puts out a fire then and there. He gets to the ball first and actually nearly creates a goal for us. He is showing a lot of class.
Probably less than 10 appearances for Liverpool Football Club under his belt, but he's playing as if he's already played 100 appearances for this club in terms of his stature, the way he holds himself on the pitch, the way he moves around the pitch. You mentioned it, you know, it is very classy, but he's also got the elements of being able to keep things simple. And one of the nice things as well, when you see some of these younger defenders, they've been moved around through like the academy a lot, and then they end up getting kind of shoehorned into a position. Now, where are you going to really fit in into that? Into the full squad. Where is
the pecking order?
Where are you going to fit in that pecking order? But you mentioned that he looks like a good footballer, and then on top of that, it's like you're a defender as well.
Straight in a centre half where you think you need to be experienced.
Yeah, you've got
the quarter finals of the Europa. Like these are a decent side, and it's like, you know, like a duck to water for him. Like, very impressed.
What he does possess, and I guess he's half lucky and blessed in this, because how often have we seen young defenders come in and they might look the part in terms of technically they're very good or stuff like that, or they've got pace, but he's massive as well, in the most simplistic of terms. Because they're centre forwards tonight, I think he was 6'5". You never would have known. because Canate on one side.
And he battled
side.
Him. There was a 1v1 battle in that first half, and I thought, oh, that Nilsson's going to like get the best of him. And probably should have been more experienced and got the nous of a centre forward. You know, probably, you know, runs defenders in his league ragged week in, week out. And there's this 17-year-old kid, whippersnapper, that just says, ah, nah, I'm all right, you know, I'll hold my own against you. Doesn't matter how many years you've been playing for, I can ball. And he really did. I don't know if you gave him a number there, but, mate, I think he was, outside of Gravenberch, he was one of our better performances on the night for me.
An 8, 7.5, 8.
He's an 8 comfortably. Yeah. Genuinely comfortably for me. I'm so, and if it wasn't for Gravenberch, he is man of the match.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Like, I honestly think he was brilliant. Like, and for me, he's outperformed Canate there. And whether it's because he's younger and he shouldn't be outperforming Canate, and I've got like rose-tinted glasses on a little bit, but potentially, but I have just been so, so impressed with him. And tonight, again, probably another step up in terms of occasion for him. Like I say, he started Premier League games, and that's something in itself. But to start a European night, first one at Anfield this season, under the lights, with all that pressure, he's got Mohamed Salah in the side ahead of him and people like that of that ilk, Alisson in behind him, etc. He's not playing with sort of our second string rotated side anymore there. He's playing a very strong side, and yet Jurgen Klopp still trusts him enough to say, oh no, you're fine. Like, he's probably sat there thinking, you've got Gomez on the bench, you've got Van Dijk on the bench, you've got Matip on the bench, and you're going a little bit stronger. My place might be in jeopardy here, but Klopp trusts him enough to say, oh, I know we're going stronger, but you carry on. That's massive. Mm.
Absolutely, and I think from most people, obviously everyone watching this is diehard Reds fans, so we know about his profile and we know the rest of the players that he's playing with. But if you'd never watched Liverpool play before and someone said to you, there's a 17-year-old on that pitch somewhere, pick him out and identify him, he would probably be in the last two or three that you'd have picked. I don't get me wrong, some of them definitely don't look that age, but in terms of how he performed and how he played, he didn't look like a kid, a juvenile, a youngster, an academy prospect. He didn't look like any of those kind of terms. He looked like the real deal tonight.
Yeah, he carries himself brilliantly. Yeah, I've been very impressed with him all season, and tonight even more so. Well, like I say, I think it's been brilliant. And it doesn't necessarily mean Liverpool don't need to enter the market for defender, because I still believe we do, absolutely. But he's part of it now for me. He's part of this rotation. He's part of the defensive unit moving forward, because he's earned it. It's as simple as that. Surprisingly, by the way, I didn't expect it, but he's definitely earned it.
I likened it to Bacetic's emergence last season for us.
Yes.
In a very similar way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it was a little bit desperate times, because we're obviously down to injuries and suspensions at the back, and you think, where'd you turn? And he just steps up and goes, oh,
but he stepped up, and then you thought, well, is he good just because everyone else is playing bad at the moment? But then when everyone did come back from the injuries and he was still holding his own, he was like, well, actually, no, this kid can mix it with the big boys. And I think Quanta's got a little bit of that in him.
100%, top work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.